Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Well, good evening, everyone. It's such a happy day to be here in the Punch Bowl tonight. I'm absolutely ecstatic as I've been traveling the country so far. I've been to a lot of different places, but before we get to all that, let's introduce our co-host tonight. That is Desharifa. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
Great. I'm doing good. I'm having a very good day. It's been challenging, but it's been a very good day. Very good day.
Challenges so, make us stronger. So keep going.
Challenges make us stronger, right? And my uncle used to say, he says, if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you stronger.
Absolutely.
And,
I believe that.
Yeah, that's what my uncle used to say. So I don't know if that's true or not, but he certainly chimed in on from that point of view. I was thinking something today. I was thinking that we really need the Punch TV Studios tour bus. I mean, we really need that. What do you think? Because I have been
on
the road.
Can I drive the tour bus?
Huh?
I said, can I drive the tour bus?
Yes, you can drive the tour bus. And we need the Punch TV Studios tour bus. So that... you know, buses are just kind of fun, and but you need something that's got a lot of space, and you need something totally with like a bed or something things, and then with a shower, and you know, where it's got the full hookups in there, and I just think we need something like that. So if anyone is listening and you have any tour bus connections and somebody wants to give us a tour bus, we're going to receive that. We're just going to totally receive it. We're looking for someone who would believe that right now. I have been all over the country, I'm telling you. I have been to Jacksonville, Florida. I've been to everywhere in between. I was in a little town, you will not believe the name of this town, and it's called Valdosta. It's called Valdosta. You ever heard of a name like that before? It's called Valdosta, Georgia, and it borders Florida. So if you go to the border of Florida, there's a little town and a little piece of Georgia that's called Valdosta. And it's a thriving town. I'm telling you, it's a whole amazing town. I actually visited Valdosta, Georgia, for a while, and the people in Valdosta said something to me that was totally incredible. And I'm going to tell you what they said to me. It was from one of the people in Valdosta, Texas, and not Texas, Valdosta, Georgia. She said to me, she says, "Nathan, I hit easy." I said, "What?" I said, I didn't quite understood what she was saying to me. Did you understand what she said right now?
No, anyway, I'm waiting for the explanation.
I didn't understand what she said. I said, "Listen, could you sit on a little floor? Because, you know, I really can't kind of hit it." She's like, "I can hit it." And what she was saying was, "You ain't from around here. is you. That only happened in Valdosta, Georgia. They talk really fast in Valdosta, Georgia. And you really have to chime in and listen to what the folks are saying in Valdosta. So tonight, I'm giving a shout out to the people of Valdosta, Georgia. Good people down there that I met. And then I've been to Dallas, Texas. I've been to Oklahoma. Okay? Where else have I been on this trip? I've been back to Dallas. You know, I went to Dallas because I wanted to make sure everybody's stock certificates got out. And we sent out over 1,000 stock certificates, and I sit there and watch the process, right? And then from there, I went through Mississippi. I went through some really small towns across the nation, right? Then I ended up going through Georgia on my way down to Florida. So I've been through a lot of states, just talking to a lot of people. I love to talk to people. I'll just strike up a conversation with anybody. So if you don't know that, you'll have to learn that. So then I came back from Florida. Then I went to Beaumont, Texas. And we put a TV station in Beaumont, Texas, which I thought was really cool. Then I left Beaumont, Texas, and I went to Houston, Texas, and it seems like I can't get out of Texas. You know, it's amazing. So, I'm going to have to send an SOS message to California to come get me out of Texas. See, this is they won't let me out. I don't know. Help me, Mr. Reaper. What can I do? Tell me what to do.
You need to get on back to L.A. That's what you need to do. You need to come on back home. Click your heels together 3 times. Let's make it happen.
You know, like Dorothy and Toto. I'm going to click my heels together. Click, 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 click. I'm down in California. I'm going to throw into three clicks. I did click, 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 click. That was 4, right? Anyway, I'm going to click my heels to do something so I can get myself back to Los Angeles. Get back to California, you know, and the bad part is I got to get back on the road again, because although we set up the sales office and we got everything rolling, which I'm excited about, in Houston, we have a beautiful sales office in Houston, we got the internet in, got the desk in, got the computers in, got everything in Houston. Now we got to get the sales reps in, and so we can go out and start selling Punch TV for our TV channel, which is channel 21.6 in Houston. So that's my thing. What's going on in your world? What's happening in your life? And chime in with me here.
Chime in with me here. I mean, my life is 24/7 Punch TV Studios. It is not one thing, Punch TV Studios. It's something else, Punch TV Studios. Like we talked a little bit about yesterday, and working on an infomercial, and this infomercial has to be hot. It has to be hot. It can't just be a regular infomercial, this, that. No, I want something that really focuses on Punch TV Studios. We have to close this IPO out. We have to close this IPO out right now, and that's really
big. Well, we're closing it out, and I'm happy about that. We are closing it out, and it's coming together really nicely. I cut a new radio commercial today at the radio station here in Houston, and I talked about our accomplishments that we accomplish for our company, right? So I talked about our accomplishments. I talked about, on the radio commercial, and you're hearing it because it's going to be playing all over the country. It's going to play all over the country. And when I mean that, I mean literally all over the country. But in the commercial, I talk about how we've established 5 television stations.
Woohoo!
Which I think is totally, totally miraculous. We've got 2 sales offices now. We have 1 sales office in Jacksonville, Florida.
Woohoo!
And another sales office in Houston, Texas.
Woohoo!
No, because we're going to be in Houston, in Texas. I talked about how we established our own social media site, Nabuki.com, because we think everybody should Nabuki, and if people want to follow us, they can follow us on Nabuki. And we established Nabuki, which I think is really great, and it's up and running and working, Nabuki. And then I'm talking about, in the commercial, I forget what I talked about now. I did the work to TV stations. And then I talked about us preparing to launch our division of animation, our animation division. Very important thing. People love animation. Kids love animation. A lot of adults love animation. Like, I love sitting and watching animated cartoons. You know, I enjoy it. I'll put a cartoon on in a minute, you know, and sit and watch animated cartoons with a good movie theme and a good thing, you know, something like The Lion King. I totally enjoy Toy Story. I enjoy Toy Story 2, 3. I enjoy Toy Story. I mean, but we are going to be producing animated series like that from Punch TV Studios, and we are working to establish the division of Punch TV Studios that's going to be dedicated to animation, which is huge, right? And that company, which is under Punch TV Studios, is already trading on the markets, and it's called Punch Animation URBT. It used to be Urban Television Network Corporation, but we changed it. We're changing it to Punch Animation, URBT. And we have some really big news coming for that company. Aside from today, that the stock really took off today. I mean, the stock, people who think you can't make money in penny stocks are totally, completely wrong, because this stock was down near, it was at 0.0002, right, which is where I wish I would have bought a lot myself at that price. But I didn't. But it's a 0.0002. And today it went all the way up to a penny. And it closed at 0.9 of a penny today. So tomorrow, I'm sure, you know, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But, you know, today was a very exciting day to see a stock go from nothing all the way up to a penny. And we haven't even made the major announcements. We're just working the company. So that's pretty cool. What do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
I'm excited. Every day we have a new announcement. Every day we have some new change. That's growth. And I believe that's what the shareholders want to see. They want to see the company's growth. So I think
they want to see the growth. They definitely want to see the growth. And so now we're getting ready to build out a brand new broadcast center completely from everything. We're just going to build a whole brand new, entirely new broadcast center. That's going to be awesome. And the reason why I went across country, just so everybody knows, I didn't go on vacation or whatever, but I went across country so that we could separate all of our TV stations and that we can have each station running its own, we'd all run our programming, but we can sell commercials in each market, which is very important because in the network business, in the television business, you make money selling commercials, and now we'll be able to sell local commercials in each market, which is totally exciting. We're going to make a ton of money with that, just a ton of money, oodles and oodles, and money. And I'm just really jazzed about that. And we're moving forward. And now, I mean, I put all that stuff in the commercial, and it came out amazing. And so the guy's going to, he's taking the rough draft. He's going to fix it up a little bit, he's going to talk to it a little bit, and we're going to put it out there. And let people know that, hey, time is winding up. It is your time to become a stockholder at Punch TV Studios. Get your stock for only $1 per share. For only $1 per share, you can become a part owner of Punch TV Studios. So we're going to take a quick break right now. But I want to tell you, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Click on the Invest Now button and make your investment. But we're going to take a quick break right now, and we're going to see who's in the punch bowl when we come back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
So, Nabuki.com, 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 do you Nabuki, did you meet Nabuki today?
Actually, I did.
You did it?
Have you checked it out today?
I have not today. I actually haven't Nabuki yet, but I'm going to Nabuki.
Oh my God, did you just say that?
Yeah, I haven't. I've been really...
Can you admit to that?
I'm admitting to it. I'm throwing myself on the mercy of the Nabuki. And so Nabuki.com. And I'm throwing myself on the mercy of the Nabuki.
Fantastic.
So what happened on Nabuki? I want to tell you something else I've been doing, and we're going to get to our very first guest. I've been on this diet, sort of, for the most part, and I've been attempting to do a gluten-free diet. So there's no gluten, which means no wheat products, no flour, no anything. And it's hard to be gluten-free. I'm just gonna tell you. But I've been trying it. I thought, you know what, I'm gonna give it a shot and see what happens. You know, see if I can do it. You know, it's very difficult to be gluten-free. And I didn't really realize how much bread I ate until I didn't eat any bread or any flour product or any products with flour. So I've been on this diet for my stomach and my abs are so awesome right now. You know, my abs are just like, ooh, I'm like, ooh, I like that, you know. I was kind of flexing down in the mirror, and I was like, ooh, my abs, that's just like that. So I've been eating a lot of vegetables, no fried foods, really grilled, but I'm just going to tell you, it's hard to beat those cravings, man, because I'm really craving a hamburger right now.
Well, thank you for sharing.
I'm craving a hamburger and a big glass of punch right now. I'm just like craving it, you know. And they have so many restaurants here in Texas. And so you could just lose your mind eating at restaurants in Texas. So who's in a punch bowl tonight?
We have a very special guest with us tonight. We have Mr. Mike Miller. Are you with us, Mr. Miller? We don't have Mr. Miller on the line, so he seems like we have dropped some call. Nope, but we do have Mr. James. We have Mr. James Mercado. Are you with us, Mr. Mercado?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. How are you this evening?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'd like to congratulate you on the success of Punch TV and of your new radio show.
Well, thank you. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
So tell us about you. Tell us about your business. Tell us what you got going on there, James.
Well, I am an actor and writer and creator of content. I kind of fell into the business. I was working at Ritz-Carlton, and somebody approached me about doing a national commercial. And I thought that he was joking with me at first. And 2 months later, I'm on set in Redondo Beach doing a Coors Light commercial, and did a national commercial, got Tap Heartbeat, and became a SAG-AFTRA union actor.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's very rare. That never happens.
I mean, really, it never happened. And then one thing, when you get a national commercial, you get, like, large residual checks.
Correct.
That's right. Yeah, you get large residual checks when you're in a national commercial like that. Like, I mean, I'm a part-time national commercial actor. So if there's anybody out there doing a national commercial, I'm your guy. I need some residual checks. All I need to do is 2, 3, 4 national commercials a year, and I'm good. So what are you working on now? What's your project today?
Well, I am currently developing 3 shows, reality shows for television. I realized after being on a set and working as an actor, when I first started as an actor, I was booking everything. I couldn't believe it. When I first went to my very first audition, I didn't know what a slate was, what a side was. So I kind of saw what everybody was doing, and I improvised. But I came to realize that the way to make some money here is to create content.
That's true.
So I was doing an independent film for a friend of mine who I worked for, and he wrote a part for me, and he asked me if I would do the film. I said, of course, you wrote a part for me. How would I get to do a film? So I met a very young executive producer on the set, and I was very impressed by how young he was. And I had co-written a script, and I pitched it to him, and he liked it a lot. But he said it's sort of like The Godfather. Me growing up in Las Vegas, I grew up around the people that the movie Casino was based on. So I kind of wrote a Las Vegas theme type organized crime film, but not in the Italian form so much. But people don't realize that in Las Vegas at the time, the mob did run Las Vegas, but they allowed other ethnic groups to do their thing as long as you paid Caesar what was due to Caesar. So I followed the Hispanic part of it, being that I'm Latino and being around the people that I knew. I went with that part of the story where the two main characters are of Hispanic descent. There is Italian mob peppered into it and stuff like that and other ethnic groups. But I went with that type, and it's in the 1980s series because that's when I was growing up mostly, and I knew all the people and the nightlife and stuff in Las Vegas. So that's basically what I wrote the script about.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you know, all the Hispanic movies ever shown on TV or in theater have always been the blood in, blood out type, American Me type, and they've never showed the Hispanics in the form that I wrote it. It's always been about Vato Locos, East LA, but it's a big Hispanic community out there that people, and when I used to tell people that I was born in Chicago, my last name is Mercado, it ended with a vowel, they thought I was Italian originally, but when they found out I was Mexican, they go, what are Mexicans doing in Chicago?
Yeah, that was just a question I was going to ask, but you asked it so much better than I did, so. So that's got to be an amazing script. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to produce it yourself? Are you going to shoot it yourself? Or have you shot it already?
I'm trying to shop it. Uh-huh. I turned the script into a television series. I prefer television over movie because it allows you to tell a prolonged story and build the characters up where people get attached to them.
Right, right.
Like I was a big fan of The Sopranos. I had a few friends on The Sopranos.
No,
and,
not The Sopranos.
You know, oh, yeah. You know the character Bobby Bacala, Steve Sciarippa?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
the big bodyguard. He's a friend of mine from Las Vegas. He used to be the entertainment director at the Riviera Hotel.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So one day he goes back to New York. Oh, I love that. And you remember how every year at the end, the season finale, you knew somebody was going to get whacked and you didn't want it to be your guy?
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's the type of show that I like to pull the audience into. That's the kind of show I'd like to write.
The thing that I loved about The Sopranos was how they could go from killing somebody to having Sunday dinner. You know, like they just could go from one extreme to the other. I was like, oh, my God, they just whacked someone, and now they're on their way to pay, you know, to church. I'm like, how do they do that? It was just so interesting to me.
Yeah, a great episode was when Big Pussy got whacked, and Tony is having conversations with his wife, like, hey, your husband's a snitch. He's in witness protection. You know, and it was like, are you kidding me? Knowing that he whacked them himself.
Right. No, I love that show. That was my show.
Yeah, so
I think we have to have some more shows like that on Punch.
Yeah,
right. I'd love to do something like that, but with a Hispanic leads.
Mm.
You know, I want to get away from beating somebody in the head all the time over with the Hispanic Cholo East LA type thing. It's great when it happened. It opened doors for a lot of, you know, Edward James Olmos and people like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's Robert Rodriguez now that's doing a whole type of different things with Hispanic leads like Danny Trejo and, you know, everybody else.
Right. I think it's amazing. I think it's something that's definitely the time has come for that. And those are the kinds of stories that we want to tell. I definitely want to be able to have a global reach on everything that we're doing, and that's why we're urban, so that we can get an urban reach, an urban take on everything that we're doing. And I think what you're doing to improve the image of that is so important. It's so important in the urban community to improve the image of the Hispanic male. So important.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree. We're always known as lowrider drivers, drive-by shooters, bandana-wearing guys, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you guys are, like, you know, they put the Hispanics in the movie now. You know, it's like, that's the role for the blacks. If you're a black guy, you're a gangbanger, you got your, you know what I mean, you got your pants on, you're going to drive by, you're going to shoot up somebody, you're going to do those kinds of things. And fortunately, it looks like things are changing a little bit, but still, the stereotypical kind of thing is what people believe and see, and tones and images shape our thoughts so strongly, and so it's important that people see other images. It's so important.
Yes, so, I agree. You know, it's time for it. There's so many people of Hispanic descent, of Cuban descent, Puerto Ricans. I mean, when I grew up in Las Vegas, when I got there in 1975, it was Italians and Mormons, and the Hispanic community was really, really small. So everybody that was Hispanic descent hooked up and just clicked up together because we knew each other's cultures. But one of my best friends from being youth like that is one of the most famous percussionists in the country named Daniel De Los Reyes. He's one of the top percussionists in the country, and his kid brother is Kamar De Los Reyes, who was a big soap opera star in One Life to Live. And you see these guys, and these guys are just so talented in everything they do. The whole family is. The whole family is a family of musicians, and they're not your stereotype Hispanic person, you know? They're the English is first language and Spanish is their second language, and we're born knowing, you know, that this culture needs to be improved and refined. You know, my dad always told me that if you read a newspaper every day, you can talk to anybody about anything, you know, current event type wise. Being in the hotel business, you run in across a lot of people. I was so fortunate. My very first job in Las Vegas was room service at Caesar's Palace, and I got to meet Sinatra. And how many people get to say they got to meet Sinatra? It was fantastic.
I tried. I honestly tried to get Frank Sinatra to do a show for me.
Wow.
I literally tried. I mean, I worked really hard. He lived in Los Angeles. And, you know, I was like, you know, Frank Sinatra should do a show with me. I don't, you know, sometimes I just get these really weird ideas. And I was thinking, and I had a partner of mine, and he had $100,000. I said, you know, let's not do a rap concert or thing. Let's go get Frank Sinatra to do a show for us.
So,
we can charge $200 a ticket. And you can have a very beautiful venue. $200 a ticket, everybody would come see Frank Sinatra for $200. And we would sell out. I mean, it would just totally sell out. And, I called Frank Sinatra, I called the lawyers, I called him. Until finally, Frank Sinatra's daughter got on the phone, and she says, listen, we can't let Frank Sinatra sing. I said, what is it? I said, you don't want him to sing. You guys are just, come on, he's got to do this. This is amazing. This will be an amazing comeback. This will be really cool. He hasn't been seen in a long time. Please, 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 let me do this for you. And Frank Sinatra's daughter says, listen, I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows. Frank Sinatra is sick, and he's probably not going to make it back. I said, oh, wow. So I knew that Frank Sinatra was going to die. I knew Frank Sinatra was going to die 3 weeks before he passed away.
Wow.
That's a very true story. I knew he was going to pass and die 3 weeks before he passed away because I wanted to do a concert with him. And I don't know why I got it in my head I should do a concert with Frank Sinatra. So I would love to have met Frank Sinatra. I never got to meet him, but I did. Chase him down. I chased him down to his house because I just felt we should do a concert together.
And then
Dean Martin, he committed suicide. But I thought, okay, I couldn't get, you know, I wanted to get Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin to do this concert because I just think people wanted to see them and they hadn't been seen in a long time.
Wow.
You know, when I worked at room service at Caesars.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even think that we brought up Frank Sinatra's name. When he brought it up, that's what it hit me.
Well, you know, I mean, Sinatra's a legend. I mean, you say Sinatra, you say Elvis Presley, you say Michael Jackson. I mean, they're just once-in-a-lifetime type of performers. And
I tried to do a concert with Michael Jackson. That's true.
Wow.
That's true. I was an agent. A lot of people don't know this. I was an agent. I was a very good agent, too, by the way. And I got an idea. I was like, Michael Jackson needs to do a concert. So I said, I'm going to call Michael Jackson. Now, I didn't know Michael. I didn't know any of the family at the time. I didn't know anybody at the time. But I said, I'm going to call Michael, and I'm going to get Michael to do a concert for me. So I was thinking, you know, if Michael does a concert for my company, it would put my company on the map, and it would put him back on the map. Right? This was before This Is It and everything that he did. This is very true. And I said, I've got to do this concert with Michael. So I started calling around trying to find Michael Jackson because I wanted to do a concert with Michael. And I said, and finally, I got through to the attorney. I forget her name. Yeah, this chick attorney. I said, listen, I want to do this concert with Michael. He has to do this concert, and he has to do it now. I'm telling you, this is what Michael Jackson needs to do now. He needs to do this right now, right? And so the attorney says, well, let me talk to Michael, and I'm going to get back to you. And so she gets back to me, and she says, well, Michael doesn't really feel like he wants to do the concert, right? So I says, listen, please ask him again. Ask Mike to do this concert for me. Then I ran into Michael's nurse. I says, can you ask Michael if he can do this concert for me? He just needs to do this concert with me. Michael Jackson needs to do this concert with me for America. True. It's a very true story. And until finally, I said, look, let me show you some of the artwork I want to do. Let me show you some of the things I want to do. Let me show you this. And I sent all the stuff that I wanted to do over to Michael's camp, whatever. And then finally, the lady came back and says, well, we don't know if you have the money to pull something off. I said, if Michael signs a letter of intent, I will have the money that Michael needs. Don't even think about the money, no problem. True. And I started putting together this amazing show for Michael Jackson. And then finally they saw that I was really serious, and it was like, Michael, the attorney called me, they sent me a letter and everything, and Michael doesn't want to do this, don't put anything out, just don't do anything. Michael doesn't want to do this concert. As it turns out, Michael should have done my concert. Because it would have been before This Is It. And he never got to complete This Is It. It's amazing how things happen. It's amazing how those things happen. So anyway, I didn't want to go into the whole thing, but these are very true stories that people don't know, and I just thought about it because you mentioned Frank Sinatra.
Of course. Yeah, you know, when I was working at Caesar's Palace room service, every celebrity that was performing at the hotel used to have to walk through room service area. So I got to meet a lot of the people that I used to idolize and grew up and watching on TV. You know, it was fantastic. Then when I moved here, my wife's originally from Santa Monica area, and we moved out here. We were in the restaurant business in Las Vegas, and we closed it due to 9/11. And we moved out here, and I was going to the simple grocery stores in Santa Monica and running into a majority of people that I've seen on TV all the time. And one thing led to another. I got that job, and they offered me a national commercial. And here we are today, where I'm developing three reality shows for TV right now.
Well, Matt, I think it's wonderful, and I'm going to wish you a lot of success. And I'm going to wish you a lot of luck. And I'm going to pray that God puts the hand of wealth on you and allow wealth
thank you very much.
Of your way so that you can develop your shows and develop your things. I'm just going to put that prayer out there for you and that you have that and that you achieve that particular objective. And if there's anything Punch can do at some point or another, I'd love to collaborate with you in the future and see what we can do together.
I am so glad you had said that to me right this moment. I've followed your career for the last few years when I started hearing about Punch TV, and I would love the opportunity to come in and collaborate and maybe run some ideas. But I have a lot of treatments and concepts and scripts that I'm dying for you to look at.
I would love to do that. Absolutely love to do that. With my team, we would love to do that. Yeah, totally. So let's stay in touch.
Yes,
for
well, we definitely would like to invite you.
Please, I'd love to come in.
Yes, and we'd also like to invite you to join the Bukie, NABUKIE.com. That's where we'll be taking a look at a lot of our talent moving forward, and it's also a great place to network.
Great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So let's take a quick commercial break. And we'll be back with more after this.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the Filmmakers Group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
That was really, really great. That guy, he's going to be so successful. I can tell you that right now. He's going to be super successful. Super amazing.
Yeah, we definitely agree. We need some more positive movies.
Yeah, he's going to be amazingly successful. And I'm glad we were able to have him on our show. I'm really happy we were able to have him on our show. Really, 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 really
yes.
happy about that. So what do you
yes,
think about
I know,
that?
What did you say?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying we do. I agree. We need a lot more positive images. You know, one of my awesome, like he mentioned, Edward James Olmos. Like I cried when I watched Stand and Deliver. You know what I mean? There's like certain movies you will never, you know, I'm a big baby. I cry at all the movies. But Stand and Deliver was one of the movies that I really love.
Oh? What touched you so much about that movie?
Because so often we give up. We give up on our youth. We give up on our kids. You know what I mean? We look at them and we judge them by their attitudes and by what they're wearing, their, you know, like bandanas, all these different things. And when we judge them, we definitely just count them out. You know what I mean? These are the kids with the worst attitudes, the ones who don't want to pay attention in class, the ones that don't want to focus. And when we see a child like that, what we do, again, is just write them off. Oh, Johnny's been bad since kindergarten. You know what I mean? Oh, Johnny's dad is in jail, so we already know Johnny is going to jail. You know, but these are the kids, the students that we need to focus on the most. And when you focus on them and you give them something to believe in, you know, it really is really inspiring. You know, allows them to pass the test that they need to pass and do the things that they need to do.
So I agree with that. I think what you said is so prolific in that statement, and I think it's just completely prolific. I just think it's prolific. And just to touch with tonight.
I'm sorry?
I said, is anyone else in the punch bowl tonight? Who else do we have for the punch bowl tonight?
We have people right now who are listening. I'm trying to encourage more people to join the conversation, but we definitely have some very special people listening.
Oh, no worries. So, you know, I'm going to tell you this is going to be a banner year, and it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal year because we're going to achieve our objective and we're going to raise $50 million at a dollar share, which is what we're doing now. And people ask us a lot of different questions, and I've tried to seriously answer all the questions, and I've tried to put it online on our website at punchtvstudios.com, punchtvstudios.com, and I try to put it on our website so you can, under frequently asked questions, so that you can kind of get an idea, right, of what your investment is in, okay? And here's the thing, a lot of people are like, you know, if I make my investment, can I get a refund? And the answer to that question, I was going to answer it, is no. Do not invest in Punch TV Studios unless you really want to make this investment. This is going to be a long-term investment. This is not a short-term thing. It's going to take us 3 years to get to the next level. After we have raised our funding, it's going to take 3 years, realistically, to get to the next level. Although the stock will be trading, and we hope that the stock trades pretty high, and we hope that those things get accomplished, but it's totally going to take us 3 years to get there. It's going to take us 3 years to get there. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen It's just not going to happen quick, you know. It's not going to happen quick. But it's going to happen, and it's going to happen well, and it's going to be awesome when it happens, and we're going to build an amazing company. We're absolutely going to build an amazing company. But so don't make an investment in a company unless you're prepared to go the long haul with us, unless you're prepared to really be with us, you know. And that's just so important. And we try to answer all of the questions as best we can. I mean, we really spent a lot of time trying to answer all of the questions. We really have. And so I want to encourage people to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com and see what we're doing there, see how we're building this thing out, see how we're, see the kinds of things that we're working on and how you can be a part of it. And we've made some major accomplishments, and we're not done yet. We're really just gearing up. And we're not done. We're just in the beginning stages. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying right now? Does that make sense? Cause,
Perfect.
Sometimes people say I don't say things quite well in terms of where everyone can understand it. So I'm trying to be conscious of everyone understanding what I'm saying. So I'm trying to make a conscious effort right now to make sure that you get it. So that's what I want to say about that. What do you want to say? What do you think about that?
About the changes that we have going on? I think it's exciting, but also in being exciting, it's also very frightening for a lot of people.
It is frightening. But go ahead, I would just fix. So please.
No, that's what I was. Change is frightening. I mean, it is. So I think a lot of people get in the excitement are also getting a little nervous.
Yeah, I was just like, well, are you nervous?
Am I nervous?
Yeah, are you nervous?
No, nervous wouldn't be the word that I would use. I told you that, and I've said it often, that one of my all-time, I love movies. Again, while I hang around with Joseph Collins, but I love movies. and my other all-time favorite movies was The Blues Brothers, So it's like for the last 3 years through this process, every time something happens, it's just like I just step over it. When they were in the tunnel, and the person falls in the mud in the tunnel in the movie, you just step over and you say, we're on a mission from God, And that's kind of how I feel about the whole process and Punch TV Studios is that we are on a mission from God. And so when you get this type of mission, it may go left, it may go right, it may zigzag a little bit, but you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are going to get to your final destination, that you are going to complete your mission. So there isn't a nervousness or fear as far as, oh, my God, is this going to work? It's more of that nervousness where you're riding a roller coaster. I mean, you know the ride is going to go up. You know the ride is going to go down. That's what roller coasters do. But you excitement of being on the ride as opposed to the fear of falling.
Right. Wow, that's really deep the way you put that. That's really deep the way you put that. It's the excitement of being on the ride instead of the fear of falling.
I'm really good.
I'm saying I'm going to keep that in my repertoire. That's the excitement of being on the ride as opposed to the fear of falling. It's like flying an airplane. It's the excitement of being behind the controls of an airplane and turning that plane and make it fly at a 90-degree angle and come back and taking that plane straight up in the air and making the engine stall. And the engines and the lights start blinking and everything starts flashing. And then the lights start blinking, everything is flashing, and then you got to bring the plane as the plane descends, because they don't say falling, you say descends. As the plane descends, you got to turn the engines back on, you got to get the plane started back up, and you got to figure out where you're going to land all kind of all at the same time during that. And I think that's kind of exciting and exhilarating, and I think the way you put it best is that it's really exciting, and you can feel the excitement right now. You can really feel the excitement. I really feel the energy, and I really feel like we're walking in destiny. You know, and when you're walking in destiny, it very little bothers you when you're walking in destiny. And I feel like we're going to figure it out as we go, but we are absolutely moving in destiny. And I'm like, oh, wow. It's like, oh, wow. It's like, oh, wow. It's like we opened an office in Houston, Texas. That's like really huge for us.
Yes.
You know, we opened an office in Florida. That's like really huge for us. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to get back and forth to all these places. And we have an office in L.A. I'm like, I'm going to get back to all these places. But I know it's the right thing to do. I know it's, you know, because we built a television network before, and the television network is not our core business. Our core business is developing television shows and movies that we're going to license all over the world. That's our core business. And right now, we are so in destiny until I just know that people are going to finish buying the stock that we have left. I know it's going to happen. You know, we are walking in destiny. I know that these things are going to come together. Just like I knew we were going to get approved by the Securities Exchange Commission. Everybody did not. No one really believed me, but I'm like, we're going to get approved. We're going to go through the government. I don't care. And I have made up my mind, because you would do that, but I have made up my mind. I don't care how many times I have to apply. I'm going to apply until they approve it. Now, that's determination right there. That's true determination. I'm going to apply until they approve it. Until we got qualified. We got qualified, and we haven't looked back since. And then
that's so true.
So powerful. That's really, really powerful. Really, really powerful. And we're not going to look back. We're looking forward towards the goal of becoming a multi-billion-dollar media company. And we're looking forward towards the goal of making 300 movies and building an amazing library of films that we're going to have working for us all over the world. Our films are going to work all over the world. And we're going to build an amazing library of films to do that. Our television shows are going to work all over the world. And we're going to be up and our animation is just going to be awesome. Animation, you can dub that stuff in any language, and people are going to watch it wherever they are. And you can make billions and billions of dollars. And from one animated movie, you can make a ton of money from one animated movie. And we're going to be an animation deep, and I have some really big announcements of getting ready to make an animation. So that's going to be cool. That's going to be really, really freaking cool. And, you know, and I told you about that stock today from the animation department. What's your feeling on that? Because I know, what's your thoughts on that, to see that thing move like that?
It shut up today. I mean, that was really exciting to see. It was a really great feeling to log into my trading account and see that the initial stock I had. I mean, I'm not even that good enough in math to count, you know, the return or how many times it has multiplied, you know what I mean? But I think it's at least a good 6-7 times for my initial payment right about now. So I'm happy. Overjoyed, through the roof. What other words can I use to describe my feelings?
I don't know. I'm wondering. Give me the words.
We're going to go with overjoyed for right now. We're just going to stay right at overjoyed and see how long.
Overjoyed. We're going to go at overjoyed. Okay. All right, cool. I don't see myself. to see that happen, because it's just like another thing that I want to come to life is coming to life. And I was just totally elated to see that happening. Totally elated.
Okay, that's a good
elated.
Word. Elated.
I was elated. And I was just like, wow, this really happened. Now, I may go down tomorrow because you don't know how stocks are. It could be one thing today. It could be another thing tomorrow. We don't know. But today, it was a huge success. It was a huge success. And that's just a division of what we're doing. That's not even Punch TV Studios. That's just a division of what we're doing. And today was a huge success for us. Today was a huge success. And I was thinking, man, if we can do this right here with just this little division, just imagine what we can be able to do with the company.
Absolutely.
It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I'm excited. That's why I'm telling everybody, tell your friends, tell your frenemies, tell your family, tell your cousins, and tell Pookie Nim, and tell Baby Nim, and Snooky Nim, and tell Bob and Jim and George. Tell everybody to buy stock in Punch TV Studios. Buy your stock in Punch TV Studios. It's only $1 a share, and you want to buy 1,000 shares, and let it bless you. You know, it's going to take some time, but we're going to build an amazing company together, and we're going to do it one movie at a time, one story at a time, and we're going to be successful. And I know we're going to be successful because it's just that time. We are in destiny, and you see the kind of people that are coming to us now. There are other people that are manifesting their destiny, like the guy tonight is manifesting his destiny as a screenwriter, the script writer, and being in these national TV commercials, and the other people that we've had through the week, and through our show, they just manifest their destiny. They're manifesting their destiny, but we are walking in our destiny at Punch, and that's powerful. And you want to be a part of an IPO where the people of the company are walking in destiny. And that's just completely awesome. So I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Or you can call our offices at 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. And talk to Investor Relations and let us help you get your investment in. And we're going to make this happen. We're going to change the world one story at a time. So I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. I want to thank you for producing such an amazing show and being an amazing co-host, Sharifa. And we are going to see you tomorrow night on the same Punch TV time at the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.